heavier than a lead swimsuit. This is Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Faded Tattoo, that's the Deadlights here on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker, and you're listening to Devil Radio 92.7. And in the studio right now, I have the singer from the Deadlights, Justin Blair. They're going to be playing next week, September 4th, at the Barley Pop, along with Bing Bong and Made of Blocks. Then they're headed out on tour. In the studio right now with me, Justin Blair. Justin, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Devil Radio 92.7.
Hey, Rocker. Thanks so much for having us, man. This is very cool.
So, the Deadlights, you guys are a band. You're from Madison.
Yes, sir.
And some of your members are from L.A. and all around the country.
Yeah,
tell us about the Deadlights.
We're from all over the place. So, we actually started about a year ago. We put out a song right at the heat of the pandemic called Dancing With My Shadow that was sort of an ode to the cabin fever and of all the lockdown and all that sort of stuff. And then after we put that song out, four of us came together and created this band. And yeah, we've been putting out music ever since. We got a member here in Madison. We got two people in Los Angeles. And then we got someone in Arizona as well. and we've just been writing and recording remotely and producing remotely and all that stuff, and half the band hasn't even met each other yet, so a little bit different than your average band setup. So.
Wow, no band drama, no fights, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's tough to hit on the guitarist's girlfriend or something like that if you're the drummer living thousands of miles away, so no drama yet.
Wow, so how did you write the songs first off, and then, I mean, usually recording, you know, you can see the guys behind the window, you sure. can kind of get those feelings.
Yeah.
How did the process of writing and recording remotely happen with you guys?
Yeah, well, it's certainly been very different than any other band that I've been working with before. Yeah, I mean, you know, usually getting together every week to do some writing or to do a rehearsal or something like that in the normal non-COVID times and all that, definitely different than what we're doing. But yeah, usually what we'll do is have one person will kind of come up with the framework of a song, write a few melodies, write some lyrics, whatever, and then pass it on to the next guy and then pass it on to the next guy and just kind of go back and forth. And there's been plenty of, you know, rewriting and stuff like that. But the guys in the band, we all, like, work together really well. It's a great group of guys. I'm super fortunate to be playing with these guys. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a really great experience, something different. Definitely, you know, a different set of challenges than what a band usually comes across. But it's been a lot of fun.
So who gets called the producer?
I've been doing most of the producing, but to be honest, everyone's been doing a huge chunk of it to record stuff. You know, we got guitar tracks coming in from Madison and then drum tracks coming from LA and all that stuff. And we've got everything's just kind of funneled through one computer at the end of it all and put together. And so far, so good. We got a CD coming out here. It's got 10 songs, 8 originals and 2 covers. And we've been fairly productive for, like I said, never having met each other in person.
The song we just heard, Faded Tattoo, that's yeah. from the upcoming album.
Yes, it is.
And what's yeah. this album called?
It's just called The Deadlights. We're not very creative, so we just went with our
Your
own name
debut
on that
CD?
One. Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Long tradition of bands doing that. So, yeah, it's got 10 songs on it. We'll be playing that one at our live shows as well. And actually, we're closing the set with that one. So we like that one.
And so this show coming up, Barley Pop, it's yes. Where the old Frequency used
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
It's coming up Saturday, September 4th.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bing Bong and Made of Blocks. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, oh man, I'm so excited for this one. If I'm not mistaken, it's actually the first show that Barley Pop is opening back up for live music again. So I'm really excited about this one. We're really honored to be a part of that. But yeah, this is kind of like a homecoming show for me. I haven't played a show in Madison for a couple of years now, and so this is really cool to come back and play. I mean, I love that stage. Like, we played at the Frequency so many times over the years.
Yeah.
Love that spot. So this is going to be a blast to come back to this place and do that.
What bands might our listeners know you from in the past?
I was in a band called Livewire for a while back here.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Madison, years ago.
That's a ways back,
yeah. and then Alex is also, he's played in a few bands. He's in Made of Blocks as well, but he was in a band called One Last Run as well.
Oh, yeah.
A few years ago.
Oh, yeah. We had them at Atwood Summerfest a couple years back.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun. But yeah, he and I have known each other for quite a while. But yeah, no, it's going to be a great show. We're really psyched about this one. And yeah, Bing Bong and Made of Blocks are both awesome bands, so we're really looking forward to playing with them.
And you said you're going to be leaving on tour, maybe?
Yeah. So the first, we got a 2-week run here. The first show is actually in Chicago on the 3rd, so this coming Friday. And then we got this Madison show, and then we're all across the Midwest. Got shows in Iowa and Illinois and all the way out to Buffalo, New York, and a bunch of spots in between. So it's a pretty hectic couple of weeks coming up, and you got a couple of music video shoots in there and all sorts of fun stuff.
What kind of vehicle are you going to be in?
Yeah, we got a I believe we have a CRV, so we are going to be tight like sardines in there.
Okay, so five guys who've never met, they're going to be traveling across the country.
Yeah, four guys at least, so at least it's one better, but so hopefully none of us have too annoying of habits or anything like that, but we will find out very soon. So
awesome. Well, yeah. The Deadlights, they're coming to the Barley Pop this coming Saturday, September 4th, with Bing Bong and Made of Blocks. We're going to play a Made of Blocks tune when we're done playing The Deadlights.
Awesome.
But right now we have one more song to play from The Deadlights, and this song is called Bump in the Night. Tell
yes,
us about
sir.
This song before you hear it.
Yeah, so this is sort of our attempt at being both spooky and romantic at the same time.
Nice.
We kind of took some Alice Cooper influence on this one. But yeah, this one came out just a couple months ago, and we really dig this one. So yeah, we hope you all like it.
Very cool. This is Bumpin' the Night, brand new from the Deadlights. Max and Kevy, Devil Radio. I'm Rocker.
Head first into molten lead. This is Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Going You act so selfish, it's a wonder you have friends. Backstab them all, be alone in the end. When everything is going well, you have to send it to hell. You like to make a scene. You're such a drama.
What you want, try to make yourself.
heavier than a lead swimsuit. This is Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Y-Lab, that's covering Last Crack Slicing Steel, and before that, Left of Reason, Randall Cobb, and Made of Blocks, Drama Queen. We'd like to thank Justin Blair from Deadlights for coming.